4 VWA, mobile.
Where were you last night, Steve?
I had a granddaughter come in on me early, bud. She just absolutely had every bit of my attention. Just absolutely wrapped me around her little finger. So, I'm sorry about that. I missed your first time, and I regret that.
Please go ahead and pull up the log and listen to it. It's recorded on the repeater.
That sounds good. Well, then, so how do you do?
I guess I did all right.
Sounds like a winner. So when are you scheduled again? You can be guaranteed I won't miss that.
Grandchild's involved again. Yeah, probably.
She'll turn 4 in September, but I got my nephew and his fiance coming up next weekend. And they're old enough to be interested in the ham radio and checking into the net. So they'll enjoy that. So, well, guess where I've been today, Bubba?
Again, you got some what?
I said, guess where I've been today?
Where?
Atlanta Motor Speedway. Watching my brother do the Rusty Wallace driving experience, along with my nephew.
Well, I bet that was fun. Did you get to do it, or you just watch them?
I'm kind of a big guy, and I just didn't know if I could fit in a car, so... Plus, I just had my knee done, so didn't know if I could flex around that much. But I regret not having gone ahead and signed up for it. So, along about, September or October, I'm going to take my son-in-law, and we're going to go up and do the same deal up in Charlotte, up at Charlotte Motor Speedway, and he and I are going to do it up there. My brother and my nephew will come and watch. But my brother got a nice, hot little ride today. He hit 167 mile an hour and topped out their rev limiter.
So, moving on down the highway pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was right proud of him. Taught him everything I know.
More than that, huh?
Well, he is my little brother, so I'm kind of proud of him. He did good. So did my nephew. My nephew hit 158. So... They both did good. Got your picture made, a little video done, and all that good stuff. Had a good time.
There. You guys had a good day.
Now I'm back along about exit 19 in South Carolina, and I'll check into the net while I'm riding back north here on 85. So who's got the net tonight?
Steve does. W4DJW.
Amazing Watson. Yes, sir. I may start calling him Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, you be careful out there. Put the mic down for a while, pay attention to what you're doing, and get home safe.
I had my little problem on the way back up. I had to pull over and check a tire, and one of my tires kept going thump, 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 thump. When I got pulled over, I found a 1964 Volkswagen microbus full of hippies caught in the treads.
Well, I was coming back from net training there at the Red Cross building in Greenville, and said sign up ahead, incident ahead, exit ramp closed is about, I'm not sure, 50-something or 40-something, right around in there. And there were more police, fire trucks, and ambulances than I've seen in a while, and they had the exit ramp completely blocked off, slow traffic down there for a while, so I don't know what happened there.
Was that this evening?
1:30 this afternoon.
Hopefully they've got that cleared up by the time I get through there. Yep. All right, well, good enough, bud. I will talk to you later, and congratulations on your first net. Get that person under your belt. You'll be irregular. I might start calling you Hollywood. KN4, BWA, I'll be clear after your final.
Use my military call sign. Short round.
I hear you, big boy. All right, well, good enough. I'll talk to you later. KN4 BWA, clear.
KN4RJN, I am clear.
KN4RJN, W4DJW, were you calling me?
KN4RJN, no, I was talking to Steve. He wanted to know who had the net tonight, and I looked on the calendar and saw yours, so, yeah, that was it.
Okay, I was working on that locked file issue that Johnny discovered while we were at training, and got it fixed, but found another one to clean up, so I've got some work left to do.
Roger that. Well, you got about 10 minutes, 11 minutes, depending on how fast or slow that clock is on the wall there. But it's almost nap time. Yeah, that was Steve. He's on his way back from Atlanta, so he'll check in on the road.
Oh, good. Usually he's checking out the inside of his eyelids for pinholes at that time. So, good. He'll be awake and check into the net. Looking forward to it. All right, I better wrap up what I was doing over here and start focusing on getting ready for the net. Anyway, good talking to you. Good seeing you at the training session today. W4DJW clear.
You too. KN4RJN, I'm clear.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW.
For DJW, WG4MC, one announcement, sir.
WG4MC, go ahead with your announcement.
W in the net, WG4MC, want to remind everyone that next Saturday, February 29th, 2020, is the South Carolina QSO party. It will start at 10 a.m. and run through 9 p.m. next Saturday, February 29th, 2020, which happens to be leap year this year. If you'd like more information regarding the South Carolina QSO party, the website is www.scqso.com. And also, let's let the repeater drop a second. Call the Carolinas Weekend, because our neighbors in North Carolina will have their QSO party on March the 1st, which will be 1 week from tomorrow, next Sunday. It will run from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sunday. And more information regarding the North Carolina QSO party is www.ncqsoparty.org. Dave, just check me in and out. 7-3 to you, one air on the net. W4DJW, WG4MC, back to net control.
WG4MC, W4DJW. Appreciate that very much, Matt, for those announcements. Very much appreciated. Appreciate you doing that. Anybody need any fills on Matt's announcements? Okay, looks like you got them all in one pass. I'll check you in with the first round of check-ins, Matt. Appreciate you being here this evening. Any other announcements for the net? Call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And we do have a couple of EchoLink stations. We're going to let EchoLink stations go first. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is Whiskey November 4, Victor. WN4V, John in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. Hometown Hickory, North Carolina. I am negative and negative, and good evening, Dave. WN4V.
W4DJW, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, in Gordonsville, Tennessee. Be negative and negative, just listening.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize WG4MC. That's Matt, who brought us the announcement. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. WN4V, that's John in Manatee County, Bradenton, Florida. Good to have you with us, Matt, or John. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And KW4TS, that's Jim. He's mobile out in Gordon, Tennessee, or near Gordon, Tennessee. Be very careful out there, Jim. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And that's all. No, we got another one on Echolink. We're going to give Echolink one more pass. Echolink only for the two Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW.
W4 never give up. Phil in Boiling Springs. Good evening, Dave. Negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, like to recognize W4NGU. That's Phil in Boiling Springs. Sounding good tonight, Phil. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Now we'll go to this week's Saturday night first group for RF check-ins, Alpha through Delta. If the first letter of the suffix of your call begins with letters A through D and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in heat map, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Thank you. Good evening, Dave. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, Jerry, and Anderson. I'll be negative to negative tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net. WJW. This in November 4, Delta, India, Zulu. Joe in Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Dave, and the net. I am negative and negative. Good evening.
Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Enma. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
Okay, there was one call in there that just broke the squelch when you started to key up, and that's all it did was broke the squelch just a little bit. So move around, try to get a better X, bump up your power, do what you can. We'd really like to get you checked in. Net Control like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick, he's bringing with him, KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all in Piedmont. Sounding good tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hey. Appreciate you guys taking the time to be with us this evening. And N4DJC, that's Jerry over in Anderson. Sounding good tonight, Jerry. Appreciate you being with us. N4DIZ, that's Joel in Traveler's Rest. Always good to have you on the net, Joel. Appreciate you being here. And KO4AOW, that's David and Inman. Sounding good, David. Appreciate you checking in with us this evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize N4AWL. That's Adam in Spartanburg. Good to have you with us tonight, Adam. You are very, very low. You're just barely above the white noise. I think I heard you say you had one comment, no traffic. Go ahead with your comment, but just be aware you're very close to the white noise.
Come back in a minute, and I'll bump up the power.
Okay, bumping up the power definitely should make a difference.
DJW N4AWL. Yeah, if you'll give me about 2 minutes, I'm going to swap radios. I appreciate it.
Okay, Adam, we will be here. Just break in or just throw your recheck out there when you get back, and we'll take a pause for your comment. Appreciate your persistence and your patience this evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, moving right along, we're going to go to the Echo Through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with the letters E through H, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike, on a microphone on my handheld. I've never done this before. Fred and TR, my wife Iva, November 4, India, Echo India. Negative, negative, TR. Thank you, Dave.
Well, Fred, I got to say, that handheld is a mighty fine handheld, because you sound like you're on a base station. It is clear. Full-scale, full quieting. Sounds like you're sitting right next to me. Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred. He's in Traveler's Rest. Bring with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Your handheld is working perfect. Got it right. You got it dialed in perfect. Appreciate you being here. Any other stations? Echo through hotel.
W4DJW. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kettler, North Carolina, negative and negative night, Dave, thanks.
4DJW, Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene in Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
W. Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango, Uniform, KK 4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slabtown.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KC 4 EZN. That's Harry and Candler. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. W4FHJ, that's Gene. Sounding good from Taylor's tonight, Gene. Appreciate you being here. And KK 4 FTU, that's Richard in Slabtown. You're sounding good as usual, Richard. Appreciate you being on the net this evening. Any other stations? Echo through hotel. Okay, we'll bump it up a notch to the India through Lima group. Station with the first letter of the suffix they're called. They begin with letters I through L and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. James up here on the mountain, Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative now. Safety threes for each one of you.
They check in. Whiskey, Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. It's Juan in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but listening. 73.
And Joe, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Delta. In and out this evening.
DJW. Please check in, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. It's in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Have you? If you miss Amy or Will, please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. It in Fletcher, North Carolina. Dave, thank you for calling the net. Hope you and Miss Amy are well. Good evening to you and Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
DJW.
Dave, please check in Kilo Echo 4. Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John up in Parrish Mountain. No traffic, no round table. Thank you for hosting the net. 73 several ones.
DJW, India 4, Lima, Zulu, India, KI4LZI, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
Okay, that was a most excellent group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO, that's James, sounding good as usual from Tuxedo tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And WA4KC, that's Juan. He's in Greenville. Juan, you're sounding very good into the repeater tonight as well. KK4JD, that's Joe in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Joe. I think that's the first time you've checked in with me. So if you're new to the area, we're here every single night, 365 days a year. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. You're sounding good in the repeater. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Larry's bringing with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. Larry, I have to stop and ask what's different. You sound totally different on the radio. What have you done? You got a new radio?
W4DJW, KK4JBQ. No change in the radio. I've been using a handheld for a long time. Just plugged the mic into it. I was inspired by an earlier comment about using a mic with the handheld. So, how is it different, Dave?
Okay, that's what the difference was then. That radio's getting in good. The mic is driving it pretty hard, so you might want to give it a couple of extra inches gap between you and the mic. The mic sounds more sensitive than the handheld. But anyway, you sound good. You're strong into the repeater. Sound like you were on a mobile rig or a base station. Anyway, just had to check. Tell Donna we said, hey, appreciate you checking in with us on the net this evening, Larry. W4IOE, that's Sid. He's up in Fletcher, North Carolina. And by the way, tomorrow night at 8 p.m., check in with Sid on 146.64 with a tone of 91.5. He's got a really good net going up there every Sunday at 8, 146.64. I'm sure he'd appreciate it. It's PL tone 91.5. And appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. You're sounding good. And KI4LZI, that's Andy. He's up in Table Rock. Yes, Andy, I got you before I got John. So you're coming before John in the reading back of who I got checked in. Sounding good tonight, Andy. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Take care up there at Table Rock. And KE4JRK, that's John, Paris Mountain. Good to see you today, John, at the training session. I went to your QRZ page and I did not find an email address. So if you want to copy mine down, I can give it to you now if you're in a position to copy.
To the pen, and I'll be right back. Get back with me when you get through the next group.
That'll work. Just recheck with me and we'll stop and I'll give you my email address and you can get the conversation started that way. Let's see. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in K4KAE, Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo. This is Alice in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
Got your recheck. I'll be right with you in just a second. Net control, like to recognize K4KAE. That's Miss Alice and Taylor's. You're sounding good tonight, Alice. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Recheck, go ahead.
EJWI, Dave. Adam over in Spartanburg. Got that high power radio up. How am I coming through now?
Yeah, that high power radio is like you're sitting in the room next to me. It's as clear as it gets. Go ahead with your comment.
DJW, N4AWL. Just wanted to thank the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society and you specifically for a great training session today. Really enjoyed all the information, not just the net control stuff, but all the really innovative things that the club is doing in terms of digital radio and repeaters and that kind of thing. That's what moves the hobby forward. So wanted to thank you guys for really putting up with a true amateur who's new to the hobby and putting on a great class for somebody who's not even a member of the club. N4AWL, back over to net control.
Well, glad you enjoyed that, Adam. Really glad. I was kind of worried that people wouldn't be interested, but we had a full house, so that's really good. And it's the people like you that really make it worth it. All right, it's really not the people that are working on it. Without the audience out there, it's work for nothing. So back at you. Appreciate you being there. Appreciate the interest that you're showing in the hobby as well. Very, very well. Appreciate it, Adam. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW, this is Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. I would like to second what Adam said. I really enjoyed the class today, and I'm ready to copy that email.
Okay, John, here it goes. It's all one word, DaveWatson, Dave Watson. Pretty simple, at charter.net. Dave Watson at charter.net. Copy?
Copy, Dave Watson at charter.net. Thank you so much. I will get you my email address. Again, thank you for hosting the net.
All right, John, you sounded good tonight. Appreciate you being here and appreciate the interest that you're showing in net control and repeater operations in general. Very much appreciated. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move on to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix, their call that begins with letters M through P. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. NK4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar
Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir. Good to see you today.
For DJW. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt Midman. I'll be negative, negative.
Okay, and I would like to recognize K4OSH. That's Pat in Malden. It's good seeing you there today, Pat, too, as well. And good to see you getting the net control software up and running. And do appreciate Mike's help, AK4HR. We couldn't have done it. It was a team effort. I appreciate you being there with us tonight, Pat. And K4OIM, that's Walt and Emmett. You're sounding good tonight, Walt. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters Q through T and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, and Inman. No comment, no traffic.
DJW. Kilo, Juliet 4, Quebec, Alpha, Sierra. This is KJ4QAS. This is Tom over in Martin, Georgia. Be negative and negative.
For DJW. Kilo, India 4, Tango, Hotel, Victor. KI4THV, Danny, driver's rest, negative, negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KN4RJM. That's John and Inman. Good to see you there today, John. Appreciate your help at the meeting, the training session today. KJ4QAS, that's Tom. You're making it in from Martin, Georgia on RF, Tom. Completely readable. So keep it going there. We're here every single night. Good to hear you on the net tonight. And my son, KI4THV, that's Danny. He's in Traveler's Rest. Danny, you're sounding good. Your radio sounded most excellent. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. 1 Kilo, November 4, Sierra Mike Kilo, Doug in Tocoa, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you, David.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KN4SMK, Doug, sounding good from Tocoa, Georgia tonight, Doug. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Your radio's working well. Let's one more try for Quebec through Tango before we go to the patient group. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4KiloAlphaBravo, this is Kenneth in Arden, North Carolina. I'm -973 to everybody.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize W4KAB. That's Kenneth sounding good from Arden, North Carolina tonight. Ken, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. We'll go ahead now and go to the patient group, the Uniform through Zulu group. If the first letter of the suffix you call begins with letters U through Z and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Yankee Papa, N7YP. My name is Jack. I'm in Taylor's. Day or negative, Dave?
JW. Please check me in. Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Inman. I'll be negative and negative.
VJW. K4DJW, this is K4VWA. Bob, voice from the past, Dave. Good to hear you tonight. Hello to you and everyone on the net.
Wow. Net control, I'd like to recognize W4KAB. That's Kenneth. He's in Arden. I think I already recognized Kenneth, but I'll do it again. Appreciate you being here, Kenneth. And N7YP. That's Jack and Taylor. Sounding good tonight, Jack. Appreciate you being here this evening. KN4VWA. That's Steve and Inman. He made it home from Atlanta. Good to have you with us tonight, Stephen. Appreciate you checking in this evening. And the call that I thought you were when you first called me on the radio, Stephen, K4VWA, meet your suffix twin. That's Bob, who has not been on the radio in ages. Bob, it is good to hear you back in here. When Steve first came on the air, I said, VWA, that's Bob. Where's Bob? That's not Steve, that's Bob. But just one letter difference in your guys' call. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. It's been a long time. It's good to hear your voice back on the radio. And we're going to go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW.
Evening, Dave. Please check in Whiskey 1, Romeo Alpha Romeo, Rich in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is WB4, Fox Echo, Echo Dan, over at Northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net. Just check me in and out, please. No rag, no chew tonight.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize W1RAR, that's Rich in Simpsonville. And Rich, that mobile radio sound like a whole new rig today when we were on our way over to the training session. You found that button and it fixed it, and boy, that rig sounds good. Just want to let you know. And WB4FEE, that's Dan from Simpsonville. And Bob, Dan was way about as long as you were, if you're still listening, K4VWA. And Dan, K4VWA, a blast from the past is back. Good to have him and you back, Dan. Appreciate you being here. Hope you're having a great weekend. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my sweet little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic. Good evening to you, Miss Amy, and all on the net.
Net Control, I'd like to recognize KI4DOS. That's Gary. He's bringing with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. They're over in Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, Gary. Tell Joy we said hello, and it's good seeing you at the session, and I'll be back to you very shortly with the rack chew portion of the net. Good to have you here. Any other stations, one last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW, if you would please check in KM4TCG, David in Easley, again phonetically, Kilo, Mike 4, Golf, Zulu, Golf, David in Easley, and I'll be in and out tonight.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KM4GZG. That's David. Sounded good from Easley tonight, David. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And while I've got it down, this is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And the first one, only one up on the stump this evening, is KI4DOS. Gary, what's up? Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW.net, KI4DOS. Well, that was quick, Dave. Well, let's see. Went over to the training session today. Put out a lot of good information, Dave. Y'all really did. And those that other folks that participated, they came up with some real good ideas as well. And we appreciate all the input. After that, I left there and went over to, I headed towards home, but I went over and stopped at the haircut place and got my ears lowered a little bit. Feel like I'm human again, got some of that hair off. And then I went on and did a little shopping and picked up a few things that we had to have around the house. Got those and came on back and sat down and Joy and I talked for a little while and then we watched a movie.
Well, Gary, you did what I've been trying to do. Friday morning, I was going to go get my hair cut, and I kept watching for when they opened. It said on the internet they opened at 8 o'clock. I was going to get up there and get back. But at 8 o'clock, they weren't open, and I waited and waited. And all of a sudden, people started pinging me at work, and I couldn't go. So I thought, oh, well, I'll do it again. I'll put it off another time. And then I was going to go after the meeting today, the training session. But I got a call on my way home, said she wanted lunch, so didn't do it there, so I'm going to try it again, maybe tomorrow, maybe Monday morning, but glad you guys got to watch the movie. Amy's been away last week, so we watched a movie together, too, so we sort of did the same thing. If I'd have got a haircut, it'd have been identical, Gary.
Well, I guess that's a good thing, Dave. Sorry you didn't get your haircut, though. I go too long between haircuts. I think there has been about 8 weeks since I got my haircut. I used to get it cut every 4 weeks, and I got out of that routine somehow or other. I need to get back into it, I guess, but we'll have to wait and see how that goes. I got home, and Joy had a movie that she was watching on, and she got through watching it. And we, after that, we sat down and watched the remake of Midway. It was really, really good movie. A lot of good actors in it, and they did a real fine job, I think, portraying what happened and the things that transpired during the Battle of Midway. And so we sat back and we thoroughly enjoyed that. We like watching history type shows and that sort of stuff.
We're going to have to put that one on the list. What we do is record them and then go back and watch them when it's more convenient. But go down through there and select the ones you want recorded. And then when you want to watch one, you just go pick one that's already been recorded. That's kind of handy. You don't have to. And if it's one of them that has commercials in it, you can just zip right through them. I like that part the best. Don't like watching commercials. But with a movie, I don't guess that's an issue. But anyway, good to know. I heard somebody else talking about that too, that same movie. So that one's going to have to go on the recording list, but glad you enjoyed it.
History-type movies, you will enjoy that, I feel sure. But other than that, we hadn't done a whole lot. She fixed breakfast for supper tonight. The only thing missing was some sliced tomatoes. I wished I'd had some good, fresh sliced tomatoes, but it's not the right time of year for that. But she fixed biscuits and gravy and sausage and grits and all of that good stuff. We like breakfast for supper every once in a while, and that's what we had today. But it was really good. And the dogs can always tell when she makes the other food group. That's her gravy. I put a little bit of that cream gravy on their food when I fed them, and boy, I tell you what, they just stuck their noses in the bowl. They didn't come up for air. I got tickled at them because of the way they do. But other than that, Dave, that's about all I got going over here on this end of town. I was going to ask you a question. That 88.5 doesn't have to be put on there yet, does it?
W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. No, it does not. And what we plan to do when we do that is give everybody a heads up. So there will be a date and there will be a lead time before the date. So when it decides to get turned on, you'll know well in advance. Everyone will have plenty of time to prepare for it. But that reminds me, you reminded me of my shepherds I used to have when you put their bowl out and I'd mix a can of wet dog food with a bowl of dry dog food. And boy, when they'd go, their heads go down in that bowl, it'd be chomp, chomp, chomp. And when it came up, that bowl looked like it came out of the dishwasher. It was that clean.
You two are out there in the backyard, and they do a good job of doing their job, and we try to reward them with something a little extra. Normally, they just get dry food. But when these cooler days, cooler nights come in, and we try to give them a little bit more food and a little something to go with it. And, of course, I got them a nice house built out there, and they can both get out of the weather. So that's all good and well. But you got to take care of the animals regardless. But I'm glad I'm not the only one that mixes a little something with the dry food. Thought about buying a little bit of that canned food, but I said, well, you know, we have just a few leftovers every once in a while, and the dogs love spaghetti. They love gravy, of course. French fries, boy, they'll knock you down for a French fry.
I had shepherds, you know, most of my life. When I was a kid, a teenager, I had shepherds, and when I started working at Western Family Steakhouse, they loved me because at the end of the shift, during the shift, I'd gather up T-bone steak bones that still had scraps left on them, and I'd have a doggy bag full of those things when I came home. And when I get home, those dogs, they loved it. They got new T-bone steak bones every night that I worked late anyway. When I didn't work late, somebody else would get them and take them to their dog. But that reminded me of that, Gary. Those good times.
That's what it's all about, I guess, Dave. Just enjoying the moment when it happens and then reliving it a little bit later. That's always good. Other than that, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. I hope there's some more folks out there waiting in the wings to check in and talk with you. We got to get some people in here that are not afraid of the microphone, Dave. You know, biting, and they sure do get to fellowship a lot when you get on here and rag you with the folks. Other than that, I'll let you go. Tell Miss Amy we said hello, and I'll do it again next chance we get. Have a good evening, 73 there, young man. W4DJW.net, KI4DOS.
Okay, Gary, that sounds like a plan. That sounds good. And I think that's going to happen. I think just too many people went without doing it. Too many people got in the comfort zone of not doing it for too long. And I think we can break that habit, especially with the interest that we saw at the net control training session today. That was really good interest. I really didn't expect that many people to show up, and they did and enjoyed it. Anyway, tell Joy we said hello, and good seeing you today, and not too soon after that. Went for well over a year without seeing you. Now I've seen you two times in a month, so good seeing you. Take care, Gary. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW.
DJW. This Kilo, November 4, Victor Yankee, KN4VVY, Allen, Mobile in Malden. Good evening, 73 to everybody on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KN4VVY. That's Alan, sounding good out on the mobile. Be careful, Alan, on the mobile. Good to have you with us tonight. You're sounding good. Hope you're having a great weekend. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Go ahead, recheck.
Dave, this is Walt, K4OIM. I was asking you the other week about the 2-meter single sideband net, and you said you didn't know of anything around on a single sideband on 2 meters. But I've been Googling and all and watching YouTube, and they say it's not unusual at all to make contacts on single sideband on 2 meters up to 1,500 miles away. And even further on CW. So I've got a 2-meter all-mode rig sitting here. All I got to do is get a reducer to go on that plug for my straight keyed to go from a quarter inch down to the 1/8 that I can plug into this radio here. And it's interesting. I mean, really, that's what ham radio's about, is experimenting and trying new things. And if anybody wants to join me, I'm going to be on here.
Well, Walt, we do appreciate you bringing that up. I believe the 2-meter CW portion of the band is at the lower end of 2 meters. I believe there's an allocated section down there for that. It's below where you hear the APRS beacon going out, which is 144.39. It's down below that. But I think that's good. I remember when I first got my license and when Steve was getting on the air, Steve that's up in South Dakota now, we used to try out every mode on every band. Well, let's see if this mode will work on that band. We'd head down there, and we weren't that far apart, so we could usually get ground wave propagation. And then we go out hunting for other stuff. I remember one time he told me, hurry up, get on 10 meters and put it on FM. And I'm thinking, FM on 10 meters? Okay, that's new, but they do it. And he gave me a repeater frequency to put in and a shift in a direction. And I plugged it in and I keyed it up and threw my call out there. And a guy in New York came back to me. I was on FM on 10 meters talking to a guy in New York. The band opened up and they've got a repeater up there. And there was a bunch of people talking on that repeater like we're talking right now. It was the coolest thing. So, yeah, you never know those things unless you experiment. So appreciate you doing that, Walt, throwing the word out there and getting people to join you maybe after the net and try some things out.
I remember, must have been about 8 years ago, I got my Christmas bonus at work, and I went and bought one of those 10-meter Radio Shack transceivers. I think it was 25 watts. And I was living in an apartment complex and couldn't put an antenna up. And I just strung a 10-meter dipole up in my bedroom, and I worked the world on 10-meter FM.
Yeah, those days, those days were fantastic days for amateur radio operators. You could do it on a handheld with a long antenna to Europe. You could talk to Europe on a handheld with a long antenna on 10 meters. It was pretty wild. 5 watts would get you over there. And I've only seen one or two times like that. One time I saw it on 80 meters. I was down there just tuning up and down the band, and all of a sudden I heard foreign stations coming in, and I key up and I could talk to them like it was nothing. But it didn't last a couple of hours, and they were gone. But it was fun while it lasted.
They're coming back, though. The sunspot cycle is starting to go back up. But it's going to be a few years before they get here to have the bands like they used to be. So I'll clear out of here and let you finish the net. I just thought I'd bring that up, Dave. Okay, for I am, be clear on your panel.
Well, I really do appreciate you bringing that up, Walt. That's good, because I know Steve and I used to do it all the time. We might have been annoying to people sometime because we use this repeater to sync up with where we're going to go, and we use it a lot. And I think it might have been annoying to some people sometime. But it's activity, and activity is good. That's what the repeater is here for. It's to be used. If people don't use it, they don't know it's there, and it's good that they use it. And so I appreciate you throwing that out there, Walt. That's really good of you to do that. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If I missed anybody for RACCHU or if I missed any check-ins, call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
JI4LZI, that frequency datin' up there in New York's 29620.
Have you heard any activity on it lately, Andy?
Last summer, I had heard plenty, but I don't know what's happened to it. I didn't hear a whole lot out of it last summer because that repeater that was up there on that at that time, they had that repeater linked up to all kinds of other different bands. I don't really know what really happened last summer. Prior to then, I heard it a lot.
Yeah, when I got on it, I believe I was on a mystery antenna, which would tune up on 10 meters through a tuner. And I was horizontally polarized, and they were vertically polarized, and they sounded as good to me as you sound right now. And we even had, you know, 90-degree offset in our antenna polarization. It still sounded good.
You're capable of doing it, but I don't have a resonant antenna. For 10 weeks. I've just been hearing all this on a scanner antenna, on a scanner. And that 29620 up there in New York's one of the more prominent 10 FM repeaters that comes in this area. And there's another one out west on 29660, the Dallas-Fort Worth machine.
Well, that might be something we need to investigate, Andy, is putting up a 10-meter repeater and see if we get any activity on it, and maybe linking it to 2 meters and see what happens.
Some years past, talked about that up there in New York. It was linked to 2 meters, 440, and echo link on it. I don't know how many old bands it was all linked up. You know, that's just two that I remember, but they had it linked up to KQ2H machine.
Well, that's a hearty bunch of amateur radio operators in that area that are active enough to get out there and do all that work to get it going. My hat's off to them.
And I like what you have done, and even more because they had a number of different other bands linked up to that 10 FM machine. But yeah, I've got those frequencies programmed in the scanner here, and I scan them. When I got the scanner hooked up and on all the time in the summer, and there's quite a bit at when the band, as you say, is open, quite a bit of activity in that and up there. Very, very active. I don't know what it was about last year, but I didn't hear as much out of it or from it last year as I have been having. Like they may have had some kind of issue or something, you know, we don't know about. But I just thought I'd throw that in there. If you monitor those frequencies to 10 FM, just like I'm doing, just on a scanner antenna, you can hear it when the band opens up. And like you was talking about before about the satellite, I've got some of the 2 meter downlink frequencies on some of these LEO satellites programmed in, and when they come over, I hear them, you know, for a short time on the scanner, too. Back to you, KI4LCI.
Well, that's something, Andy, that's something I plan on getting back into once we get the repeater stuff squared away, is to that satellite stuff. I really enjoyed that. That was a lot of fun. The technical challenge to it, right? You can do it with a handheld or a couple of handhelds and an antenna with two sets of beams on one antenna, like a 70-centimeter, 2 meter, and stand out in the yard and you can do it. Or you can make it hands-free, right, so that you have a tracking antenna that tracks it and an automatic Doppler shift in your radio frequency. It makes it even more challenging, more fun. That's why I was enjoying that so much. So I'm going to get back to that. I burned out a driver on my last one, so I've worked it too much. So I got to get some bigger drivers, and I'm going to have a go at that again. But the thing that inspired me, Andy, a lot about it was when I was working for the company I was working for before the one I'm working for now, I'd have to go to Jacksonville, Florida every now and then. And that was not too long after the Twin Towers came down, and security was really tight with the airports. And I got tired of going through commercial flying, so I just drove down there. And I'd have all my ham gear with me when I was down there. And they worked really hard to put up remote receivers on their repeater system so that it would pick you up. As you went by Jacksonville, it would pick you up long before you got to reach of the repeater, and it would carry you long after you got out of its range because of those remote satellites. And they had them all linked up, and they had them working really good. I remember their motto was a milliwatt in, a kilowatt out. So they were running a kilowatt. And they had a much bigger challenge than we do because it's flat down there. There's no mountain for them to put an antenna 3,500 feet up in the air like we've got. So we're a little bit spoiled. We've got better coverage with less equipment, but they are trying really, really hard. They're putting their heart and soul into it, and that's kind of inspiring, Andy. But I appreciate you throwing that out there so people can start looking for stuff like that. It's a lot of fun. Okay, one last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4AWL, earlier you were talking to Whiskey 4 IOE, India Oscar Echo, and he mentioned some kind of net on 146.64. Can you give me more detail on that one?
Sure, Adam. That's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, every Sunday at 8 p.m. on 146.64 with a tone of 91.5. Sid will have a net up there, and they do a lot more rag chew, right? Most of the people that check in there rag chew afterwards. You have to specifically tell him if you're just in and out. Otherwise, he's going to call you. And he has a really good net. They've got a lot of people to check into it and some really good rag chew. Does that give you the information you were looking for, Adam?
It's Sunday at what time?
Sunday at 8 p.m. Every Sunday at 8.
To my list here, I'm working my practice net control app just to type all the data in.
Well, good for you. And if you want to be a net control for this repeater, let me know. If you're doing it for your club, even better, right? The more the better.
But again, thanks again for all the work you put in, clearly to the Blue Ridge Club, but also just to promoting amateur radio for those who are a part and not a part. I really appreciate it today. N4AWL, thanks.
And your interest is appreciated as well, Adam. Appreciate you being there. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and stop in tomorrow night with Mark, W2MJB. He'll be calling that. I'm sure he'd appreciate your stopping by and checking in with him. W4NYK repeater, you ready to copy my net report? Please copy my net report number 409, routine abbreviated from W4DJW to W4NYK, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net report for February 22nd, 2020. QNI was 42, QTC is 1, break, sign it W4DJW, how copy?